This is Susan, author liaison with the Troy Bookmakers. Here with me today, I have John, Joyce, and Jamie Chupka, three authors of the book recently printed by the Troy Bookmakers, It Went Without Saying, A Family's Journey from Addiction to Recovery. When I first saw the title and then I saw that there were three authors, I was a little like, is this brothers and sisters, parents, children? So I was a little confused about the hierarchy here. Who are you and what's everybody's role in the book, and how did you come together to create it?
This is Joyce, and I'm the mother. And so the story is told in the voices of a mother, father, and daughter. And it is about a 20-year journey from addiction to recovery. It is a book that was 4 years in the making. The first edition of it, I guess you could say, was Jamie and I. It's going to be a mother-daughter story. We finished that. We realized a big part of the story was missing. And that was John, who was always present, and we were a very intimate family. Jamie's an only child, so he was so much a part of this journey that it just didn't seem right to us to have left him out. Okay. So it is a story told in the three of our voices, mm-hmm. from our own perspectives.
The perspective of a family going through a situation of addiction and recovery together.
Together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But one person's addiction and how the three of you dealt with it. Do you want to, Jamie, talk a little bit about your role in the creation of this?
Sure. This is Jamie. And I have to say, too, that the recovery aspect doesn't come in until a little later on in the book. It's primarily about the addiction and about the feelings behind addiction, feeling less than, feeling different, feeling I wasn't worthy, very young. Mm-hmm. And how I coped with that, mm-hmm. and eventually using alcohol and later drugs to numb any sort of feeling. And also how my parents did and didn't cope with that, and what all the things that kind of led up to the addiction, mm-hmm. and then the horrific things that happened during, mm-hmm. the addiction.
And John, what do you do professionally?
I'm a psychiatric social worker.
Okay.
By trade. And as we were saying earlier, I got involved in a book about a year and a half ago. And one of the reasons why we wrote the book is whenever there's addiction, there's a tremendous amount of shame that goes along with it, you know, for the family, for the person who's addicted. And one of the things we really wanted to do with this book is to be very upfront and honest about this is the face of what addiction looks like. This is how it looks like in poor communication patterns among families. This is the toll it takes on a relationship of a husband and wife, of a husband and wife and a daughter. This is what it looks like when a person denies that addiction is going on in the family, which is what I did for most of those 20 years because I came from an alcoholic family myself. So in our voices, we each of us really talk about our experiences, about what happened. So the story unfolds as we begin to speak about it. And in writing the book, we found out more about each other and what was going on at that time than even we knew at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it really covers shame, denial, blame, and forgiveness.
Those are the heavy ones.
That we talked about the book.
And it seems like you've all come out better for it. I haven't known you for decades. I can't say wow.
I have to say,
but I think it's really impressive to pull together and come out with one voice on the project. I mean, each of you are represented separately in the book, but to agree to come together between the covers of the same project, mm-hmm. It didn't cause such hurt and pain that it caused you to each go off in different directions and come out with your own book.
Mm-hmm.
You're not speaking out against each other in a separate
right.
volume
mm-hmm.
somewhere else. You know, mm-hmm. it sounds like as much as there was maybe a physical recovery, spiritual forgiveness element that mm-hmm. you talk about that a lot of families maybe never get to or, you know, are still, that will be the longest, slowest stage of.
One of the main reasons that we wrote the book is because we know that denial is such a tool that addiction uses to keep us all
mm-hmm.
Sick in whatever way that manifests. We also believe that while this story happened to us and we're telling it as our story, it's really a story that almost everyone can identify with. Everyone can see themselves, some part of themselves, in the story. So we believe that telling the truth sets a stage where other people can respond and begin to start a healing process as well. And that's really the main point of why we wrote the book.
Now, have you found that other members in your family are willing to come forward and read the book, and or do you find some reluctance to want to pick it up and read it?
This is Jamie. In our family, it's been interesting. I have a cousin who lives in California, and she just called me a couple weeks ago and said, do you have time to talk, and would you be willing to talk about the book? I just finished it. And she cried with me. She talked about how she could identify with a lot of it and really told me how glad she was that I was alive and that she loved me. And we really had a very deep conversation, how she never knew a lot of this was going on. And addiction takes on many, many different forms. There's so many different masks that people wear. And in the end, hoping that people get some kind of hope and know that they're not alone and know that they can recover.
Right. And it's like the book almost gives you a reason to talk about it with mm-hmm. each other now. It's not like you would call up your cousin in California or your relative and just start talking about mm-hmm. it. You know, if you can right. send this before. And I think it's almost like a, I don't know, maybe a template for change, that once people can see how you came together to deal with your problems, that maybe it will encourage other people to do something together instead yes. of alone.
Alone.
And I think having all three of you here today emphasizes that togetherness that can come out of an experience like this. Now, do you find professionally, John, that this model works, that you, if you have a person come in on their own, do you encourage them to bring the gang?
I'm not an alcohol counselor.
But you work with?
With families mm-hmm. On other issues. So my writing this book was kind of interesting because here I was a therapist, supposedly. No, I should have known about these things, and yet in my own family, I was blind to it. And I think one of the strengths of the book is to honestly talk about, regardless of how much you know or you think that you know, no matter how much you would like to think that you know, you're still a human being subject to all the frails and misconceptions and being somewhat influenced by your past and how that can affect your present parenting.
I think it sounds like you've gotten some very powerful experiences through the time writing this book. You said it was about 4 years? And had you thought back 4 years ago that you wanted a book, or did you just start writing things down because you didn't know what else to do?
Well, over the years, we wrote letters to each other.
Oh.
Jamie and I, and John and Jamie would write back. And often I wrote to her because I was afraid, and I didn't want to say something in anger that I couldn't ever take back. So it would force me to choose my words carefully and meaningfully. And all those years, Jamie saved those letters.
Oh, wow.
And so we had this body of letters, mm-hmm. and we knew we were supposed to do something with them.
And there it is. Well, I think I'm glad that you've had the courage to come forward with it. I think you've got a lot of very valuable things to share in the
book.
We have seen good sales from it. And I think that's probably nice to see, you know, that you're out there, you're taking a chance, and that it's also being received, which is one of the big steps when you're self-publishing. There can be a lot of doubt how you're going to be perceived, but because there's been such a positive response, hopefully that's, you know, helped encourage you. And
we came to Troy Bookmakers by choice, not by chance.
Okay.
We live in Troy, and we chose it because it's part of our community. And we've known other authors who have done that. We could have published with our colleges, could have published with SUNY Press. We had a lot of choices, really. But this was the choice that we made because we believe in the Troy Bookmakers, and we believe that
well,
it should flourish
nice.
Just
mm-hmm.
as
very
we
nice.
Should.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, the compliments are wonderful. The book is It Went Without Saying. It's available for sale at Market Block Books, also at Stuyvesant Plaza Bookhouse, on our website at tbmbooks.com, and also through your website. So we hope that it becomes a template for healing for other people too. Thanks for agreeing to meet, and I appreciate the time you spent here today.